Gambling Center Macau eased its border restrictions after China made changes to its zero-COVID policy in December. The move is expected to improve Macau's visitor-driven economy. The gaming center sits on China's south coast near Hong Kong. For now, a new wave of COVID-19 infections in China is keeping large crowds away from Macau's casinos. From December 23 to 27, the city saw a daily average of just 8,300 arrivals, police data found. That is just 68% of November's level. The situation improved on New Year's Eve, with 28,100 visitors entering the city for the day, but that is only 66% of the level recorded a year ago. In 2019, before the pandemic, the daily average was 108,000. China has gone through some of the world's strictest antivirus controls for nearly 3 years, but last week, China announced it would begin issuing passports for tourism. That could create more Chinese tourists outside the country and will likely increase competition for Macau. Businesses are hoping the Lunar New Year holidays in late January will bring better luck for the territory of 672,000 people. Macau is a former Portuguese colony and the only place in China where casinos are legal. When the coronavirus hit in 2020, the city's gambling earnings fell 80% to just $7.5 billion from a year earlier. In 2021, the number improved to $10.8 billion, but that was still down 75% from a peak of $45 billion in 2013. A recovery could not come a moment too soon for shop owner Lee Song Hoi. He told the Associated Press his business has remained quiet even after entry rules were eased. Entry into Macau required a negative COVID-19 test result before departure, so many people in mainland China have not been able to visit Macau because they were infected. "I am running out of strength after enduring for 3 years," Lee said. The increase of cases in China led some people to go to Macau to get the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine is not available in the mainland, the Chinese business news website Caixin reported last month. So far, there are few signs that visitor numbers have greatly increased in Macau. Glenn McCartney is an associated professor in resort and tourism management at the University of Macau. He told the AP, "It will take some time for Macau to regain its pre-pandemic energy. For tourism, you can't sort of snap your fingers and things start to move," McCartney said. But he added that tourism officials in Macau have kept advertising their business in China during the pandemic. The Lunar New Year, McCartney said, could mark the start of a long-term recovery for tourism.